Towards a new order in the Middle East. The Middle East is evolving towards a new order with the recent developments. The declining influence of the US in the region and the rise of China are at the forefront of these developments. Representatives of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, and Arab countries met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing recently. During the meeting, OIC and Arab countries called on China to impose an arms embargo on Israel. The US is uncomfortable with China's rise in the Middle East. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized China's economic and military intervention in the region in a statement he made in recent weeks. BRICS member countries came together recently. They agreed that steps should be taken to implement the UN resolution to recognize Palestine as an independent state. In his speech at the BRICS meeting, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that efforts should be made to reduce the influence of the US in the UN. Everyone should be given equal representation in the decision-making processes of the UN, Putin said. The conflict between Israel and Palestine stands out as a factor that could change the balance in the region. Israel's attacks against the Hamas terrorist organization in Palestine play into Iran's hands. Iran is trying to increase its influence in the region by pursuing a policy of supporting Palestine instead of fighting Israel. The Israeli war against Hamas has given Iran some relief. If Israel had not fought the Hamas terrorist organization, it would have hit Iran's nuclear facilities. Since Iran knows this, it does not intervene in the war in Israel and stands in the background and has held negotiations with the United States on this issue. The US talked to Iran to avoid an escalation of tension in the region. The United States is making efforts to prevent Israel from attacking Lebanon. US Secretary of State Blinken has warned Israel against attacking Lebanon in recent weeks. The US is pursuing a new strategy to reduce China's influence in the Middle East. At the heart of this strategy is to emphasize Saudi Arabia as a key country in the region. By signing new defense and economic agreements with Saudi Arabia, the United States aims to make this country the leading power in the region. At the same time, the US, with the support of Saudi Arabia, plans to create a cooperation platform covering all countries in the region. The US wants to establish new cooperation with all Middle Eastern countries, with Saudi Arabia at the center, and with the inclusion of Iran in this agreement. The US will have only one condition, that Israel be included in this formation. We will see in the near future whether Saudi Arabia will accept this. The US will favor peace in the Middle East and will support a two-state system between Israel and Palestine. This will increase US power in the region. For this strategy to succeed, Joe Biden needs to be re-elected in the 2024 US elections. If Trump is re-elected, there is likely to be a change in US policy towards the Middle East. The UN is expected to step in to end the conflict between Israel and Palestine. The UN Security Council condemned Israel's attacks on Palestine and called for a ceasefire. The UN continues to work for the realization of a two-state solution between Israel and Palestine. It remains to be seen whether the US will veto this work or not. If the US vetoes this work, the UN will no longer function and the US Middle East policy will be irreparably damaged. The 20th century order is beginning to be replaced by a new order. The most important feature of this order is who will win the power struggle between China and the US. It can be said that the war in Ukraine is also a part of this order. The continuation of the war will continue to have a negative impact on the global economy, which will further increase tensions and troubles in the region. Europe and the US now want this war to end and peace to be established, and negotiations are being held in the background in this direction. The United States is pursuing a new strategy to end the war in Ukraine. This strategy is based on avoiding confrontation with Russia and reducing its support to Ukraine. Whether this strategy of the US will be successful or not remains to be seen in the coming period. The European Union has decreased its support towards Ukraine in favor of Israel. The conflict between Ukraine and Russia has reached a stagnation point as Ukraine's attacks have proven to be unsuccessful, causing Europe to reassess its Ukraine policy. The success of right-wing parties in European elections is expected to result in a shift in the continent's power dynamics. These right-wing factions hold a strong opposition towards Ukraine. Ukraine will gain if it signs a peace treaty with Russia without wasting time, but it will lose if it does not. The Western Union support for Ukraine is about to end. Elections will be held in 70 countries, especially in the USA and in the European Parliament, and Ukraine will now be in the background. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analysis, Kanan Haidarov. Subject, Towards a New Order in the Middle East. Data, November 26, 2023.